Things may be getting kinder and gentler inside the airport, but out at the curbside where skycaps check your bags, it's getting downright ugly. Most of the airlines are strapped for cash, so they're now charging $2 a bag to check in curbside. The skycaps say that's basically bigfooting their tips, cutting their incomes in half. In Boston, a group of skycaps sued American Airlines to get that money back, and they won. But their celebration ended this week when American banned tips altogether. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
This could be one of those times when the little guy wins the battle but loses the war.
All right, sir. Where are you going?
L.A.
All right. So one bag's for you?
Ritson DeRosier was one of nine skycaps who was thrilled last month when a federal jury ordered American to give them $325,000 in back tips. Score one for the little guy. But this week, everything changed when skycaps showed up at their curbside check-ins and found a slew of new signs saying no tipping allowed.
When I came in, I'm like, what is this? No tipping. I'm like, oh my God. Everybody's just shocked. I know I'm still shocked.
DeRosier says the no tipping policy will crush his earnings. 3 years ago, he made some $450 a week. With the bag fees, that plummeted to under $300. Now he says he'll make even less with the new deal that raises his hourly wage but eliminates tips entirely.
We're making money for the airline, but we're not making money for us, so it's gonna be real bad.
Hours after the signs went up, skycaps were asking a federal judge to order them down. They say American is illegally punishing them for their lawsuit.
I'm not a rocket scientist on the side, but this certainly seems like it's retaliation to me.
Don DiFiore, an American skycap for some 25 years, calls the new policy just plain mean.
You know, I remember when they first hired me, they said, welcome to the American family, and I'm not getting treated like a very good family member here.
American Airlines denies the no tipping policy has anything to do with payback. The company says it learned the hard way about Massachusetts' strict laws that protect employee tips. And with a new law set to raise the financial stakes for violators, spokesman Tim Smith says American had little choice.
We were covering our risk going forward by saying the only thing we know how to do to make sure we are in compliance with the laws is to, you know, prohibit tipping. So we basically took ourselves out from under the tips law and have changed the way we were doing business.
But so far, the idea isn't flying so well with passengers either.
Absolutely outrageous. Tipping is prohibited. That sign is offensive.
Melissa Berman, on her way to Florida, says American has no business butting into what should be between passengers and skycaps.
It just goes against a tradition in our culture. If somebody does something for you that you appreciate, why wouldn't you show them your appreciation and want to help the gentleman out?
And so, slapping a wad of singles onto the counter, Berman does just that.
It's not a tip, it's coffee money.
You like that?
American has instructed skycaps to just say no to such determined tippers.
We don't. I take the tip. You see the sign right there?
You're not allowed to?
But so far, it seems no doesn't always mean no.
So I can't leave this with you?
No, well, if you want to leave it something, put it over here first.
Here you go. So bad.
In the end, the little guy may actually do all right. If gratuities do just go underground and skycaps also get their hourly wage increase, that would work for Ritson DeRosier.
Oh, that would be good. I'll be happy. Oh, man, that would be excellent for me to get the last laugh.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.